Dan Burke. He's the principal of Holt Lutheran School. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about Holt Lutheran School. How many students do you have? And tell us a little bit about your education.
Currently, we are a K-12 school. We have 103 students. And then in our high school, we have right now 29 students. About 2 years ago, we got accredited through the advanced ed department, and we're currently working on our National Lutheran Schools Association accreditation. We have graduated, or we're going to be graduating this year, our first class of National Honor Society students. Our curriculum base, where we look at the state standards, and we take those in consideration when your teachers are filling out their lesson plans, and then we look at the Michigan merit curriculum and what the Michigan Department of Education requires for our high school graduates. And we use that as our starting base, and then we add our religion curriculum, and we also have a technology curriculum that we add also with a portfolio class.
What is the tuition to attend Holt Lutheran?
This year, it's for non-members, it's $4,200, and that we're going to be raising that up to $5,200 for non-members next year. Part of the reason for the raise is to be competitive with the market that we're in, with Lansing Christian, Lansing Catholic, but also to subsidize our bills. Right now, St. Matthew Lutheran Church is the only governing body that supports the school, and during this time with the economy, it's hard for all of us. So we're trying to take steps that need to be taken to keep our school alive and thriving. We've been around for 30 years, so we want to keep serving the area of the Lansing area.
Dan, when it comes to athletics, how do your students participate?
Well, especially in the high school, having a small school, 29 students, we need pretty much almost all of our students to come out for our volleyball teams, our basketball teams. We do have a partnership with New Covenant Christian for boys soccer. We have our own girls soccer team. And then this year we also have a partnership with Lansing Christian for girls softball and boys baseball.
What do you do if a kid wants to play football or basketball?
Well, basketball, we have a basketball team,
okay,
for both boys and girls. Football right now, we're looking into if there's another school we can partner with Michigan High School Athletic Association, ordaining the 8-man football leagues now. We're trying to see if we can get enough boys in to maybe even start the 8-man league. The biggest problem having football right now for us is we only have a few boys. All of them would have to play. They would have to play both ways. And then you get into the financial issue of buying all the equipment and buying the insurance for football.
All right, leaders from 7 mid-Michigan Lutheran congregations in the Missouri Synod are studying the future of Lutheran education in mid-Michigan. They recently hired a consultant to conduct a feasibility study for a central Lutheran high school that would serve all 7 congregations. So that would mean a brand-new high school, a bigger high school. What do you think about that?
I think it would be great. As our high school can evolve into this off-campus or wherever it's located, association school, it will give the other churches more buy-in into our congregation. Right now, we have 25 different churches represented in our student body, Lutheran or non-Lutheran, and some of them, we have some students from the 7 churches already, the Lutheran churches that are part of this association, and this will give them more buy-in, be able to be proud of that this is their school also.
Well,
I think it's going to be a good thing to continue to having a Lutheran school in the Lansing area.
Now, there were some efforts to conduct a similar feasibility study several years ago, and they decided not to move forward with opening a high school. Why do you think things have changed?
Well, I think the people in power positions, the pastors, principals in the seven churches are different. There is a history with St. Matthew and the other local churches. For a while, St. Matthew Lutheran Church was not part of the Missouri Synod, and when we tried to do it 8 years ago, we were just getting back into the Synod. Part of the problem was we were going to still have the school on our campus. It was going so there was some there wasn't the buy-in because the people might have been afraid that, well, if it's our school, you know, St. Matthew has all the power because they own the land, they own the building. There was some conflicts between that. But meeting with the representatives on the steering committee has been excellent so far. They are all very excited about the process. Our consultant, Chuck Winterstein, is a great man. He used to be at Concordia Ann Arbor, known him for a few years now. And I think, you know, people are seeing that we need help as St. Matthew to keep the high school alive and thriving as powerful as it can. And they want, the other churches want a Lutheran high school in the area, too.
Dan Burke is the principal of Holt Lutheran School. Thanks so much, Dan. We'll talk with you again.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.